Good evening, good evening, good evening. Let me turn my phone off. There we go. All right. I'm Dr. Jacqueline Kabah Harrison, and so nice of you to join me. I am going to be talking to you this evening about the topic is the two C's, confidence and consistency. And you might wonder, well, why did I put those two together? Well, I put them together because you, 9 times out of 10, you can't have one without the other. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about that in just a few minutes. So first, let's talk about confidence. I developed or created unshakable self-confidence. You may have heard me talk about that before. But that is what I have built my entire platform around, was creating unshakable self-confidence and how I was able to do that. So let me back up a little bit. Coming up, I had always been told that I wasn't that smart. In order to do something, I would have to work 2 or 3 times harder than the next person. And of course, when hearing that when you're younger, you know, you start to believe it. If you hear it enough, you start to believe it, right? So that's exactly what I did. I started to believe that. I had no reason not to believe it, right? I had no reason to question it. So as time went on, I remember all of the negative conversation that would go on in my head. I would be saying things to myself such as, well, you know, Jackie, I know it's not going to be easy for you to understand this. So you're going to have to work really hard. You got to really pay attention. You're going to have to get some tutoring, right? You're going to have to do study groups with the right people, so on and so forth. Like, these are the types of things that I would tell myself coming up. And especially by the time I got to high school and when I was in undergrad, it was a whole thing around all the extra support and the extra accommodations that I was going to need because I knew things were going to take me longer than the average person. So by the time when I was in my mid-20s, right, I was in undergrad, I started taking I think it was an Afro-Haitian dance class, and it focused a lot on the Catherine Dunham technique. Now, some of you may be familiar with Catherine Dunham. She studied a lot in Haiti and studied, you know, traditional dances. And basically, she brought it back to the United States and incorporated it and came up with the Dunham technique. I'm going to be taking some sips, too, because my throat gets so dry. So at any rate, you know how in undergrad you have to take electives. So I said, let me do something different. I had taken some other electives and, you know, I was just looking for something different, just something really to pass the time. Now, mind you, I had always danced. I had done tap, ballet, jazz, all that good stuff. Did gymnastics, so on and so forth. So consider myself to be a pretty good dancer. So I said, okay, Afro-Haitian. All right, I'll sign up for that. I'll take that class. Let me tell you, when I started this Afro-Haitian class, it was like I was a fish out of water. I thought I was, you know, I didn't think nothing of it. I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal because I figured I'm a dancer. I can handle this. I got this. So let's just say I didn't have it. I was not even close to having it. Okay. So taking this Afro-Haitian class was very different from a traditional dance class. So I wasn't used to dancing barefoot. I wasn't used to dancing to live drum music, right? It was so many different things. I didn't have a background or a knowledge base of the culture, why the dances were being done, much less the actual dance moves themselves and how they fit in with the rhythms, right? So I was completely out of my comfort zone. So I am a huge advocate of going outside of your comfort zone. And I know we as coaches, we talk about it all the time, but I am here as a testimony to say it really helps you build your self-confidence and your self-esteem going outside of your comfort zone. So back to the dance class. I'm in the class. I'm always 2 to 3 steps behind everybody else, off beat, okay? Which was like, dang, you know, I was like, wow, I'm a good dancer. So it's like, for me, that was a little bit of embarrassment, a little bit of shame, all wrapped up into one, because I couldn't keep up. But the moral of the story is, I was uncomfortable. I felt embarrassed, right? I felt silly. I didn't want people to look at me because I didn't know what I was doing. But the thing is, I kept going, kept going, kept going. Even after that class finished, right, I transitioned to taking other African dance classes, you know, Afro-Cuban, like I said, Afro-Haitian, Afro-Caribbean. I did West African. I did Central African. I did South African. I did Latin dance or salsa. So it kind of, that was like only the beginning for me. And it just kind of stemmed from there. So, and each time I got into a different dance class, or even in the same dance class, doing different rhythms. Because if you know anything about African dance, there are so many different rhythms. And with each rhythm, there's different dances, a whole slew of different dances that go along with that particular rhythm. And they're done by a certain, you know, ethnic group, and they're done for a certain or a particular reason, whether it's to celebrate the birth of a baby, whether it's to celebrate a marriage, whether it's, you know, to celebrate or to help someone transition, you know, from, you know, basically people passing and going on to the next, you know, life, right? So they're done for many different reasons. So at any rate, there's a whole lot of different dances that are done under or with one particular ethnic group, okay? So you have to keep that in mind. So each class, no matter how long you've been going, you could be learning something different. So it kept me on my feet, right? I was like, dang, you know, it's like the minute I learn something, it's like, okay, it was something else. You know, okay, I got this, I got that. Well, I'm going to do it. Yeah, let's do it again. Okay, go to class. Okay, we're going to do this. We done moved on to this. I'm like, dang, I ain't seen that rhythm before. How do you do that? You know, teach me this move. So it was a constant situation of me being outside of my comfort zone. Basically, I had to get comfortable being uncomfortable and messing up, being behind, being offbeat, not knowing what I'm doing, throwing other people off in my line, right? All of that. But after I kept doing it over and over and over again, what did I begin to do? I began to build up a self-confidence. I began to build up my self-confidence. And the self-confidence, really, what is that? That is you believing in yourself and your abilities. That's really what self-confidence is, right? It's walking in. It's being humble. I don't know this, but what I do know is that with practice, with consistency, right, dedication, so on and so forth, I will be able to do it. I may not be able to do it now, may not even understand it right now, but I believe in myself and my abilities to be able to learn and to basically be able to rock it out, right? So that's that self-confidence piece. And that's what happens when you put yourself in uncomfortable situations, hence going outside of your comfort zone. And that's really where the growth begins. So once you go outside of your comfort zone and you make a habit of going outside of your comfort zone, right, you begin to learn and grow as a person. And you begin to, through those challenges, through challenging yourself, you begin to learn that you can do whatever you set your mind to, right? When we all start a new task or learn something different, we know we don't know, right? We're going to mess up. There's a whole learning curve that goes along with that. But when you have unshakable self-confidence, that means you believe in yourself, regardless to the fact that you don't know anything about this yet. You believe in yourself and that you're going to be able to learn it. So that's that unshakable self-confidence piece. So moving on, that's the confidence piece. Now the consistency. Now, so I'm speaking to, well, I was going to say the business owners, but you don't even have to be a business owner. Consistency, if you want to achieve any goal, whatever that goal is, you have to be consistent, right? If you want to lose weight, if you want to build muscle, you want to tone up, you have to be consistent. It's the consistency that's going to help you or get you to that finish line to where you can achieve that goal, right? So I think we can all agree that many of us have hopes and dreams and goals, right? But if we're not consistent, if we're not taking consistent, intentional action, then how are we going to achieve that goal, right? You have to be consistent with whatever you do. You have to be consistent. It's that consistent piece that basically separates the winners and the losers, or separates the dreamers from the goal-oriented individuals, right? Because you can have a dream or goal all day long, or goals all day long, but are you consistently working towards achieving those goals? If you're not, you're missing the mark. You can't just do a little bit here, go hard here, go hard here. But then what about all the time in the middle where you're not going at all, or you're going, but you're not going full speed. You're not giving it your all. You're going at 40%, right? You have to be consistent. And I know a lot of us have difficulty being consistent. And like I said, it could be in your business or just in your life in general. In order to see any sort of improvement, inching towards that goal, you got to be consistent. So the idea or the reason I'm bringing those two together is because when you increase your self-confidence, right, you become more consistent. It's easier for you to become and remain consistent when you have a high self-confidence. Because if you have a high self-confidence, that means you believe in yourself and your abilities to achieve whatever goal it is you're trying to achieve, or whatever it is that you're working towards, right? So you got to have that belief. And when you have that belief and you know it's going to happen, you are more motivated to be consistent on a consistent basis. Let me say that again. When you have a higher, when you have created unshakable self-confidence, meaning you have a high self-confidence, you believe in yourself and your abilities to achieve whatever goal it is that you set for yourself. And when you have that belief and you know you can do it, that motivates you to be consistent, right, on a consistent basis. That motivates you to be more consistent overall, right? And when you're consistent, you are consistently doing whatever activities you have deemed important or that are necessary to be able to get you from point A to point B to point C to point D to get you to that end goal. Whatever these action steps are, that's what you have to be consistent with. And if you are highly motivated to being consistent because you understand what it is you're working towards, right? You have a clear vision, a clear goal of what it is you're working towards. You know you deserve it. You know you can do it. You know you have what it takes. So if you don't have what it takes, you know how to get it, how to get with someone else or get the knowledge or whatever to give, you know what I'm saying, to give you that clarity, to be able to do what you have to do in order to get to that end goal, right? And once you do that, that will help you to stay motivated to be consistent. And that's what happens. When people aren't consistent, they lose motivation. When you lose your motivation, you're not as consistent. When your motivation goes up, your consistency goes up, right? So if you can stay motivated, then you can stay consistent. And a key to being highly motivated and staying motivated is believing in yourself and your abilities, right? Because think about it like this. If you truly, whatever your end goal is, if you truly without a shadow of a doubt, believed it was yours, you could achieve it, right? Why wouldn't you do it? I mean, think about that. Most of us fall off or don't take the initiative, don't be consistent, don't step out there because of the fact that we're not sure if we can do it. It sounds good. We look at other people, maybe cheer them on, maybe we be hating, whatever the case, right? But we're on the outside looking in, saying that that other individual can do it. They have what it takes. But for whatever the reason, we don't feel that about ourselves, right? And if you don't really feel like you have what it takes, then how motivated are you going to be consistent? So if you build up your self-confidence, create that unshakable self-confidence that without a doubt, boom, I got this. Not overnight, not being, cocky, but knowing that when you make up your mind and you're dedicated to it, you are going to achieve that end goal. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, but you know you're going to achieve it. When you believe that, you have that belief in yourself, that self-confidence, you're going to be motivated. You're going to be motivated to figure out what you need to do or what you got to be consistent at in order to get to that end goal. And once you got that motivation, you got that belief in yourself, you know what it takes, you know what you got to do, consistency is going to follow. Because otherwise, if you don't believe in yourself, then you're not going to be consistent. If you believe in yourself and you want that end goal, you want it like you ain't wanted nothing else, you're going to be consistent. So that's how I'm linking together the two C's, confidence or self-confidence and consistency. And you need both of those in order to keep moving forward in your business and just in life in general. So that's my message for you, is confidence and consistency, and how both of those will lead you to becoming the best version of yourself, will lead you to achieve whatever your goals, your dreams, your desires are. They await you. They are waiting for you on the other side, right? And you know that. So again, it's about being a better version of yourself. And that's all I want. I want you to realize your potential and be a better version of yourself. Increase your self-confidence and increasing your self-confidence will increase your consistency, will allow you to achieve whatever goals or dreams you set for yourself. All right. Thank you again. Make sure you continue to tune in and make sure you follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. I'm under Dr. Jacqueline Kabat Harrison, or either Realizing Your Potential 123. All right. Until next time. Goodbye, everyone.